Wherever I may wander, by Krishna's mercy.
Quote, every living entity is wandering within the universe, subjected to the law of karma and transmigrating from one body to another and from one planet to another. Therefore, the whole Vedic process is meant to save the wandering living entities from the clutches of Maya, birth, death, disease and old age. This means stopping the cycle of birth and death. This cycle can be stopped only if one worships Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 3.181 Purport.
What is wrong with wandering through the universe?
What do you mean? As in traveling the world?
You could say that, or even this idea of reincarnation. The human being explores this place and that. We move around regularly to prevent feeling as if we are in a prison.
Okay. But we are.
Stay with me here. We don't want to feel like we are in a prison. We don't want to be locked at home for too long. It leads to depression. It is nice to get out of the comfortable surroundings, every once in a while.
I will agree with that.
Extend the concept to many lifetimes. Go outside of the human form. What is wrong with being a bird, for instance?
Who is saying there is anything wrong with it?
From the point of view of Shastra.
For your next birth. You want to be a bird?
Yes. Hypothetically speaking.
What is the justification?
It will facilitate air travel. Don't have to worry about checking in at the gate. No more security lines. No more being stuck in the middle seat, in between two overweight people.
You do realize that there is a dramatic drop in intelligence?
So the bird can't talk or do math equations. Fine. I don't need that.
You'll be subject to the laws of nature. You'll be the target of other living entities. You won't have the enhanced intelligence assisting in defense capabilities.
Right, but everyone dies. What is the big deal if I die as a bird as opposed to a human being?
The existence is for experiencing bliss. The soul is naturally blissful. Ananda, this is the meaning to our existence.
How is the human birth more blissful than the animal birth?
Only if you find spiritual life. Otherwise, it is just as miserable. The same vulnerability to the elements. The same subjugation to the awesome force known as Kala.
Time.
Also death.
What if I still want to wander as a human being?
No one is telling you to remain stationary. You can still move about. But work in such a way that you will no longer travel through the material world. Stop rebirth in its tracks.
Doesn't that lead to a stateless existence?
Only if you merge into the spiritual effulgence known as Brahman. That certainly stops rebirth, but if you are working towards real liberation in the sense of living, that happens through worship of the personal God.
Then I still get to wander?
Wherever you end up, you will feel blissful. You won't be subject to the miseries of the material world, which is like a prison facility with large walls difficult to scale, Durga. You won't be susceptible to the three primary sources of misery,
symbolized in the trident held by Durga Devi.
Make your home the holy name of the Lord. Then you can live anywhere. You will always be in the spiritual atmosphere, even if the conditions around you are not ideal.
How do I create such a home?
Practice. Repetition. Guidance. Increasing confidence. Steadiness along the path.
Yesha tu antaktam papam. Janana pune karmanam. Te dvandv moh nirmukta. Bhajante ma dridvrataha.
Quote, persons who have acted piously in previous lives and in this life, whose sinful actions are completely eradicated and who are freed from the duality of delusion, engage themselves in my service with determination.
Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 7.28.
This human birth is the one we've been waiting for. Don't spoil the chance. Make the most of the opportunity. Explore the endless pages of Shastra, explained and relayed by the bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord. Maintain Sadhu Sangha in whatever way is available. Be liberated through the association and never look back. In closing, not required stationary stays, can wander in different ways. Explore each and every page, hear from realized sage. To another world open the eyes, to universe of infinite size, Krishna in that way seen. No longer the illusion in between.